You're already listening.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
So you might as well stay smart all day.
It's the Pensacola Morning News.
From Pensacola Morning News in the morning to Pep Talk with Meg in mid-morning, NVR late morning to afternoon, you do it from 2 to 4, and Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin through your drive home. News that moves with you all day long.
All day long.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Hundreds of millions of U.S. voter files are in the hands of foreign governments. Our machines and ballot counting systems are exposed to hacking and manipulation and corruption. China and other countries have been trying to meddle in our elections. Evidence of fraud has been buried. Hundreds of thousands of non-citizens and dead people are listed and active on the voter rolls. And yet we still have elections with no voter ID, no proof of citizenship, and tens of millions of ballots floating aimlessly through the mail.
We have investigated all of these allegations, virtually everything he talked about tonight, we have reviewed in a bipartisan way. Donald Trump ignored all of that. And the irony of this is most of the accusations he's making about 2018 and 2020, Donald Trump's appointees were in charge of the intelligence community.
Yeah, the speech last night, that's Mark Warner, Senate Intelligence Committee, responding to Donald Trump, President Trump's speech last night, in which he went through a whole list of wild allegations and claims that he says are backed up by the documents that they dumped last night. I'm not going to spend a lot of time covering this. ABC and NBC did not carry the speech. CBS started late and ended early with it. I mean, they carried the bulk of it, like 15 to 18 minutes of it out of about a 25, I think, minute speech in total. But the claim that our elections are like third world countries and that nobody can trust that their votes are getting counted, I mean, it's just not true. It's an irresponsible presentation, even if the things he's claiming are right. Like, Iran and North Korea and China and Russia are all capable of hacking and twisting our election results. I mean, do we have no power to hack back, to prevent, to defend? Like, just weird things. And also, of course, you know, the president got elected and Republicans got elected. Which elections don't count if this is true? Which elections were stolen if this is true? All of the ones since 2018? Anyway, I eye this very skeptically. I wasn't going to cover it at all this morning, but I wanted to give you at least a comment or two. Frankly, I'm not going to go read all the documents. I'm waiting for some of the, you know, print media to analyze them for me and then tell me what they think they saw, because this is just part of the pattern of deny, allege, crazy things, and then for what reason, it's not even clear to me, but other than maybe threatening the licenses of media that doesn't go along with him, which he actually said last night that maybe the media licenses because they won't tell you the truth. Well, maybe what they think is it's not responsible to put one-sided, outrageous allegations on the air for 20 minutes at a time without any ability to contrast it or to give balance from experts or evidence. So my take anyway, and a short version. 613 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're looking for that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great supply of good quality used cars. Excellent selection, about 300 on the lot. Everything you could possibly want. But maybe what you want is a different color, different trim level, different year, different miles. And that's fine. If you get close, or even if you just know what you want and they just don't happen to have it right now, they're always getting new cars in all the time. Send them looking. They go basically shopping for people all the time. Hey, I'm at an auction. You know, I've got a red, you know, Toyota Camry, just like what you want. Is this, are you interested? Like, they do that. Think of them as your personal shopper for cars. They're there to help you. They've been serving the community for 29 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
This History of the Blues is brought to you by the Dan Stewart Law Firm.
The Blue Angels flight demonstration consists of six aircraft performing a prescribed sequence of maneuvers. These are divided into three primary components: the four-plane Diamond, the two solo jets, and all six planes in the Delta formation. Every move is planned right down to the most specific detail. Even canopy closings on the flight line are choreographed. The maneuvers demonstrated by the Blue Angels are not stunts or tricks. They are tactics taught to every naval fighter or attack pilot. Under combat conditions, they would be flown anywhere from treetop level to 60,000 feet. But for an air show, they are brought down to eye level and are flown in extremely close formation along a predetermined flight line. When flying in the Delta or Diamond formation, the pilots monitor the constant radio chatter that guides each movement. But they must also stay mentally ahead of the sequence and know at all times not only their relationship to the other aircraft, but also to the ground below. The two solo jets demonstrate the high-performance characteristics of the FA-18. In some crossing maneuvers, the two jets fly towards each other at a closing speed of 1,000 miles per hour and cross at the center of the flight line in front of the crowd. Precise timing is crucial in the solo routine because if the jets were to be off by just 1 second, they would pass more than 200 yards from the center point. Though the Blue Angels experience G-forces as high as 8 times their body weight, they do not wear G-suits because doing so would interfere with the precise stick movements necessary to fly such delicate maneuvers. Since 1946, almost 500 million people around the world have attended nearly 5,000 Blue Angel performances, and there's no telling how many more have seen them on television. The Blue Angels are the finest flight demonstration team the world has ever known. The men and women who fly and maintain the squadron take pride in everything they do. The work is very demanding, but they're doing what they love to do. They are fulfilling an important mission for the Navy, and therefore the country. They are the best there is. They are the Navy's. They are America's. They are Pensacola's. They are our Blue Angels, and we love them. I'll be back with more after this.
Child is wanted here. Hi, folks. This is Bulldog Attorney Dan Stewart. The Blue Angels inspire a culture of excellence. Abused or homeless children do not have a jury of their peers. Let's inspire a culture of excellence to protect our children.
With Bulldog Dan, we make it clear every child is wanted here.
This is Mike Bates. I'd like to thank Lieutenant David Gardner, the Public Affairs Officer for the Blue Angels, and Hill Goodspeed, the historian at the National Naval Aviation Museum on board NAS Pensacola, for their assistance with my research for this program. Thanks to all who have ever worn the uniform of the United States military. And thanks to you for listening as News Radio 1620 FM 92.3 traced the history of the Blue Angels.
Traffic on the Fives is brought to you by A1 Small Engines, your steel equipment provider in Payson, Highway 29 in Cantonment. Take a look at the big board. The Casino Beach parking lot is full right now. Plenty of other places to park, though. 3 Mile Bridge, no delays. Via de Luna, just seeing some light traffic there at Pensacola Beach. US 98 running smoothly through Gulf Breeze. I'm PJ with your Traffic on the Fives.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
If you've ever wondered what it feels like to fly inches from another jet, traveling hundreds of miles an hour, now's your chance. Hi, I'm Rear Admiral Kyle Kozad, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. Climb into a full-scale F-18 Super Hornet cockpit and experience the sensation of flying in tight formation with the Blue Angels over Pensacola. The only experience of its kind in the world at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org and report for duty. No flight suit required, just a sense for adventure.
I'm Dr. Isaac Williams, running for Escambia County School Board, District 3. District 3 is asking for a change, and I agree. District 3 deserves a representative who will listen, communicate, and stay connected. I'm a retired military leader, a pastor, a community leader, and I'm ready to serve. I'll support teachers, strengthen schools, put students first, and always involve parents. I'm Dr. Isaac Williams. On August 18th, I would appreciate your vote.
Paid political ad by Dr. Isaac Williams, Escambia School Board, District 3.
You're not looking for an argument. You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, who this week announced a draconian and despicable new policy of screening all military-age men over the age of 30 for low testosterone.
Today, I'm authorizing a new screening program for testosterone deficiency for our service members, ensuring you have the right testosterone levels to operate at your absolute best.
Now, before we dig into why this is so blatantly anti-woke, a note about Hegseth's title. I'm, of course, well aware the Pentagon recently rebranded from the long-standing Department of Defense to the Department of War with the same change for the secretary. And although we normally are willing to let anyone change their name, title, labels, categories, forms of address, or pronouns for any reason or no reason at all, vocabulary evolution is the third of our 18 holy sacraments, you know, we reserve the right to withhold assent from any particular word change that goes against our beliefs and values. We were always uncomfortable with defense, but we are completely opposed to war, both as an activity and as a label. So even though Hegseth currently identifies as the Secretary of War, we hereby intentionally deadname him as Secretary of Defense as part of our broad prerogative to violate our own supposed principles whenever it suits us or is a day of the week which ends in Y. But I digress. Hegseth specifically says men with low testosterone will not be forced to undergo hormone therapy against their will, but increasing testosterone levels is clearly the goal of the program.
This initiative, it's not about artificial enhancement. It's about restoring and optimizing your natural capabilities, protecting your longevity, and ensuring you have the biological foundation required to sustain the fight.
Where to start? First, as modern feminists, we most certainly don't want men to have more testosterone. The high T male is our primary difficulty. Rather than viewing low testosterone men as a problem, we love low T men. In fact, we wish every man was a low T man. Everything modern feminism stands for can be collectively summarized as trying to make men as low T as possible. We want men who are unmotivated. We want men who are not aggressive. We want men who are indecisive, weak, complacent, compliant, submissive, and gentle. We most definitely do not want men to be warfighters, leaders, winners, driven, competitive, or any of the other cluster of traits we generally mean when we refer to toxic masculinity, a term which really just defines all masculine traits as toxic. But what worries us here, in addition to the prospect of making less manly men become more manly, is the way this completely thwarts the LGBTQIA++ agenda by using hormone therapy in a way that enhances biological gender instead of violating it. If a man identifies as a woman, we want him to use hormones to become who she really is. And if a woman identifies as a man, same. But now the secretary is encouraging men to use hormones to become more manly, not less. In other words, he's recommending actual gender-affirming care where the gender is affirmed instead of our kind of gender-affirming care where the gender is inverted. How dare he use gender fluids to make gender less fluid? This entire program reeks of the gender binary and pretending that there are only two sexes, which are fundamentally different, whereas our doctrines plainly teach that the best men are the most feminine and the best women are the most masculine, and that the more confusion there is about what is masculine and feminine, the better off everyone is. So for a level 3 misdemeanor violation of the precepts of gender anarchy and a level 8 felony opposition to the doctrines of feminism, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, we hereby cast thee out. A casting out which will clearly take about 20 of us working together, since we are all such low-T men compared to thee. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, an appropriately unmasculine and mild cheer for the work of the European Broadcasting Union and its recent release of new rules for covering of women's sports on television. The policy entitled Raising the Bar, Guidelines for Respectful Media Coverage in Women's Athletics, is a comprehensive list of do's and don'ts when photographing and violating and videoing female athletes. The basic idea is to avoid showing images of women competitors that might be sexualized by male spectators, and instead use only angles and poses which focus on their athletic prowess instead of their sex appeal. For instance, it's acceptable to show an image of the female athlete celebrating by putting her hands to her face. Not acceptable to show her bending over in a bow of acceptance to the crowd. If a pole vaulter, for instance, bends down to pick up her pole, don't show that. But if she's standing with the pole resting on her shoulder, that's fine. When she flops over the bar, avoid all shots that emphasize her looking like she's on her back, has her legs in the air, or apart, or uses slow motion or zoom angles to sexualize her body. Showing a sprinter running is fine. Showing her tensed and coiled with her butt in the air at the starting block is not. Anything unflattering from behind, below the waist, or in general what wouldn't have been allowed on Little House on the Prairie is prohibited. Stay in front of the athlete. Shoot above the waist. Do not emphasize her beauty in any way. And above all, no legs, no butts, no bosoms. Can I just say how much we love the devotion to detail here? The granularity of guidance for videographers is splendid, including the diagrams reminiscent of airplane safety cards. They've made every single frame in the performance so much the subject of hypersexualization and analysis that nobody will be comfortable capturing any images of women athletes at all. If this serves to make camera people everywhere nervous about getting this wrong, so much the better. Everyone should be nervous and afraid all the time. It's our way. We also love the way this takes for granted the total perversion of male spectators. The whole project assumes men are disgusting, visually stimulated predators who should be treated like the sexually voracious criminals they really all are, especially the high T ones. And instead of recommending women athletes might be smarter to, you know, put on a few more clothes, this declares men to be the problem and emphasizes their depravity by defining success as using camera angles to defetishize the already nearly naked athletes. Clearly, male desire is a public health threat and must be managed by an authoritarian camera regime. Duh. But what we really, really love about this entire project is its absolute devotion to making women's athletics even less interesting to watch. It is well known that men often watch women's sports specifically because it gives them permission to leer at young, healthy, thin, athletic women moving their supple bodies around on camera. Perhaps if we can re-educate men to not see women as sex objects, maybe they'll have an epiphany and start wanting to watch them only for the high level of competition and sports integrity. Perhaps one day, female athletes won't compete in the fashion equivalent of lingerie. Perhaps women's tennis players will stop wearing short skirts. Perhaps female volleyball players will replace their hip huggers with Umbros. Perhaps female ice skaters can trade in their flesh-colored tights and sequined camisoles for cargo pants and sweatshirts. It is cold on the ice, you know. Maybe the women of gymnastics can exchange their Lycra leotards for some loose-fitting pants and a button-down shirt, like in the good old days. In fact, perhaps one day all female athletes can come into compliance with the Billie Eilish standard of female attire, or just wear burkas. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, our third highest honor, the Holy Patchouli Oil Ukulele of Justice, four dandelion streamers, goes to ABC World News Tonight and their incredible news anchor David Muir for his outstanding treatment of this week's dramatic Blue Angels flyover in Pensacola Beach.
Too close for comfort. The images just in tonight, dramatic video showing a low altitude flyover by the famous Blue Angels just above a crowded beach. People screaming, umbrellas, tents, and chairs sent flying.
Dear Otherin, this is delicious. You see, when Blue Angel 3 flew recklessly low and dangerously fast over those poor people sending tents, chairs, and various beach paraphernalia flying in the jet wash, he committed one of the gravest of all sins against wokeness. He made the military look cool. It's bad enough that our government uses the U.S. Navy Flight Demonstration Squadron as a recruiting tool, instilling millions of Americans with pride, fostering dreams and aspirations of greatness, and inspiring young people to want to join the military and be part of something so breathtaking. But to do it so effectively in one brief moment is particularly upsetting to us. If we can't get the Navy to stop thrilling adults and kids alike with those horridly stimulating flying war machines, at least maybe we can get them to be more boring, slow, and safe. And to this end, twisting the reality that people clearly loved this close encounter with Lieutenant Hoban's Super Hornet into something we should be scared of was one of the most beautiful media misrepresentations we've ever seen.
Not of that terrifying flyover for many.
This is the shocking moment a Navy Blue Angel fighter jet flies just feet over a packed Pensacola beach during an air show this morning. The jet is dangerously low.
To hear David Muir describe squeals of delight as screams of terror, masterful. Even strategically cutting off the comments of one eyewitness to make her sound scared when the rest of her comments sounded like she actually enjoyed the incident.
I literally thought we were going to be taken out by Blue Angels, but it was amazing. That's exactly how I want to go if it happens.
How dare she laugh about such a traumatic incident? Do you see how we must work to save these fools from themselves? In all, David Muir and his entire team at ABC did such a great job of twisting and manipulating the very positive story into something negative that we just have to sit here in stunned awe. For a masterclass distortion of the truth, for creating dread and terror about serving the military instead of awe and wonder, and for continually working to make everyone more afraid so that they can fixate on safety instead of adventure and the sounds of freedom, we salute you in a non-military way and offer you our most sincerest appreciation. Well done, fellow America haters. Well done. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
6:29 on News Radio 92.3. PJ has got traffic for us.
Blue Angels traffic brought to you by Innisfree Hotel, sponsored by Hilton Beach, Pensacola Beach, featuring gulffront accommodations and memorable dining at Salt, Bonsai, and Sal de Mar. Hilton Pensacola Beach, stay where the beach begins. Casino Beach parking lot is looking full right now. 3 Mile Bridge, not seeing any delays there. Via de Luna, just seeing some light traffic at Pensacola Beach. US 98 also flowing smooth through Gulf Breeze. No delays on Garcon Point Bridge. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, PJ. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a quick headline or two for us. David?
Well, the CDC apparently zeroing in on the potential source of a multi-state outbreak of a nasty intestinal illness. The Washington Post reporting that health officials are looking into shredded lettuce supplied to Taco Bell as a possible source.
Thanks so much for the update. Dave, we'll have more local news coming up next after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. In a primetime address to the nation, President Trump accuses China of meddling in the 2020 election.
The Chinese government's strategy against the United States was focused on undermining domestic confidence in the U.S. president.
The Secretary of the Navy said there would be no reprimands, no firings, and that there was no problem. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth chimed in saying the flyovers will continue until morale improves. Well, Bay Bluffs Park in Pensacola is moving forward after a lengthy funding delay. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city is hoping to finalize a contract in the next few weeks for a detailed structural and geotechnical assessment of the park's boardwalk.
We should be under contract with HDR for site surveying, a further detailed structural assessment and some geotechnical work within the next 2 weeks there. Once the contract is finalized, HDR will mobilize to conduct a detailed structural assessment of the boardwalk and the related infrastructure.
And Mayor D.C. Reeves says the full assessment process could take about 6 months. You could start seeing some movement on that in early 2027. Well, a change in transportation services for disabled and elderly residents causing headaches in Escambia County. A new provider, Ride ITL Cares, took over the state's transportation disadvantaged program this month. But some riders say rides haven't been showing up reliably. Disability advocate Carolyn Grawley tells Channel 3 that confusion has been widespread across Escambia County. The county says it's working with both providers during the transition. Riders can re-enroll at the office on South A Street. It is 6:35 here at News Radio 92.3, and let's check in with PJ and get a look at our traffic on the fives this morning.
Traffic's brought to you by Discover. Discover wants everyone to feel special. That's why they double all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with Cashback Match. See terms at discover.com/credit card. The Casino Beach parking lot checking in full at the Blue Angels Air Show this morning, so you'll have to find an alternate place to park. We're seeing some light traffic on Fort Pickens Road as people are doing just that. 3 Mile Bridge, not seeing any delays there. Also, Via de Luna, just seeing some light traffic at Pensacola Beach. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Going to Andrew McKay with a quick update.
Yeah, we just got a call from a listener in the Avalon Mulatte area asking about a power outage. I checked the FPL Northwest Florida outage map, and there are 71 customers without power as of 5:58 this morning. They do have somebody in the area working on it. A restoration specialist is there and expect to get power back on at 8:45 this morning. It's a small outage, but we care about everybody's power, and I know it stinks when you're getting ready for work and you don't have any lights. Back to you, David.
Thank you very much. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our financial update from Your Money Now.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Chinese startup Moonshot AI has released a new model that it says closes the gap with leading U.S. systems. The company added that Kimi K3 still trails Anthropic's Claude Fable 5 and OpenAI's ChatGPT 5.6 Sol on overall performance, but consistently outperformed other tested models. Swedish defense company Saab beat earnings expectations in the second quarter as booming demand for military equipment propelled the fighter jet maker to another quarter of record orders backlog. New order bookings in the quarter that ended in June were $7.1 billion. That is above the FactSet estimate. Its shares rose 4.5% upon the news. Treasury yields fell this morning as investors digested a raft of data releases indicating the U.S. economy continues to withstand inflationary pressures caused by the Iran war. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note dropped more than 4 basis points at 4.525%. Futures have dropped this morning amid a global chip sell-off. Dow futures down by more than 200 points. That's your money now.
From the FIFA World Cup to competitive business environments, grand ambitions lead to game-changing achievements. At Bank of America, we're there to support businesses at every step, providing insights and expertise to help you gain an edge.
He shoots! He scores!
What would you like the power to do? Explore winning business solutions at bofa.com/gamechangers. Bank of America, official bank of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Fans on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Pensacola's own On the Rocks takes all your musical favorites, shakes it up, twists it, then adds their own unique and special flavors and serves it to you on the rocks. And don't miss the Gulfside Market, making its return to Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
As Florida parents, we have a choice about where our children receive their education. I'm a mom of four, and I've chosen Santa Rosa County Public Schools for my family. That's why I'm running for school board. I have a vested interest in making sure our children receive a quality education. I'll be your advocate in our community, promoting transparency, fiscal responsibility, and a brighter future for every student. I'm Jill Broxton-Teston. I'll be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxton-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
The board recommends approving.
Regarding that seat on the committee, we're promoting.
To boost quarterly earnings.
Every day, shareholders meet to discuss important matters about the companies you invest in. Now you can easily make your voice heard. Vanguard Investor Choice gives you a say in the companies you invest in. With just a few taps, you can set your proxy voting preference for your index funds. Visit vanguard.com/investor choice to learn more. Vanguard Investors own shares of our index funds, which own shares of the companies they invest in. Available for Vanguard index funds that participate in Investor Choice. Vanguard Marketing Corporation distributor.
You don't have to keep jumping around the dial all day.
Start your morning with Pensacola Morning News, weekdays 5 to 9. Stick around for Pep Talk with Meg from 9 to 11. Then it's MVR from 11 till 2, Hughes Hewitt from 2 to 4, and Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin from 4 to 7. One station, one day, everything you need to know. News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 640 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News, and it is Blue Angels weekend, Red, White, and Blues weekend, and Blue Angels flying yesterday, flying today, flying tomorrow. We're carrying the Blue Angels narration from 2 to 2:45 today and the full show narration all day tomorrow. Yesterday, I was out at NAS Pensacola at Sherman Field talking to the Blue Angels and also having a chance to interview Stephanie Pugh, who is with the National Flight Academy. She was the key influencer flight. You know, they take a media person up who was a YouTuber. I forget the guy's name. I didn't know him. And then Stephanie was the person who flew before that, and we got a chance to talk to her after her flight.
My name is Stephanie Pugh, and I'm from Pensacola.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm the Client Relations Director at National Flight Academy. We're located right next door to the National Naval Aviation Museum.
And by the way, the voice you'll hear is Brent Lane, my good friend and co-worker at Cat Country 98.7. We were interviewing her together.
And have you dreamed about flying the Blue Angels for all of your life?
No. No, I never in a million years thought I'd be doing this.
So, walk us through it. You're all of us today. You get the chance to walk out, put on a flight suit, and climb in the back of number 7. Take us through it.
All right. Well, I have to say, all leading up to this week, I have been a nervous wreck. But today, got in, and I conquered a fear that I never thought that I would conquer. We went up. I actually reached 7 Gs.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
And I didn't pass out.
Oh, wow. Impressive.
And 94% of speed is out. So,
I love it.
Nice.
Did you lose any using any of the barf bags yesterday?
I didn't. Nope. Nope. They can pass it on to the next person.
No blackouts or expulsions.
Nope.
Well done.
Nope.
What were you afraid of?
Everything. To be honest with you. Yeah, everything. Looking down and thinking I was going to fall out. Just all kinds of silly things. But no, it was amazing. I'm so glad I did it.
What was your favorite maneuver?
I would have to say he took me inverted.
Okay.
And I told him, I said I was afraid to do that, and we did it. And I told him, I said, it's okay, we're done. I don't have to do that again. So that was my favorite because it's one and done.
So what made you decide to agree to do it if all the things about it were kind of like terrifying to you?
Well, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, and you know, why not? You can't say every day that you're going to fly with the Blue Angels.
I love that. What do you pass on to someone else who gets the opportunity to do it?
Do it. Embrace it, and you'll gain an even better appreciation for what they do.
Nice. Outstanding.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
No, that is true. In fact, I don't know if I've said this very often, but when I flew with them, with Captain Koos back in the fall of 2015, there was a moment that, because I'm like mildly claustrophobic, and there was a moment when the canopy came down, and all of a sudden, I'm like, uh-oh. I wasn't thinking about this. And then when the hot air, when he turns on the air conditioning inside the cockpit, it blows hot air first. It had been sitting in the fuselage for, you know, an hour. And so it got stuffier and hotter. And I got even more, that's people who are claustrophobic don't like the heat either. And I'm like, uh-oh. And there was a part of me that's like, nope, just deal with it. Because there was somebody else waiting to fly if I didn't have a chance to fly. But yeah, no, it is. If you get a chance, I know most of you won't, but that's why we like to give you to hear it from those folks. By the way, her husband was there, and we asked him, you know, are you jealous of her? He's like, nope. Because not everybody wants to do it. I've talked to a lot of people who do not want to do it. This is what it was like. What did she say? She came in with 6.9, 7 Gs. I forget what she said at the end, but that's at the very, very end when you're coming in for the carrier landing.
It's just an efficient means we orbit overhead the ship, and then when it's time to come in and land, we come down out of altitude and we come in fast like that, slow down quickly, we land in 1 minute intervals at the ship. 7.0 G's at the brake, by the way. Nice work.
Oh, yeah, man. I remember that. And did not black out. Grayed in a little bit, but didn't black out. That's when you see, if you're at the homecoming air show and you're at the airstrip, you see them come in and then turn left, turn left, turn left, and then land. That's the carrier landing brake that he was talking about. 6:45 here on News Radio 92.3. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Blue Angels traffic brought to you by Houndstown, Pensacola, where they do it for the dogs. The Casino Beach parking lot is full. That means Fort Pickens Road is seeing some extra traffic as people look for places to park. 3 Mile Bridge not showing any delays. Via De Luna just getting a little bit of heavier traffic just by the Casino Beach parking lot as people are figuring out where to park. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. By the way, I did not black out, but I did puke twice when I flew, so... Kudos to her. She did great. Hey, if you are thinking about getting any of the work done inside your home in a complex systems like the air conditioning, the heating, the electrical, the plumbing, a generator installed, maintained, whatever the case may be, Peden can take care of you for that. They've been doing this since 1969. So all along the Gulf Coast, you know, started with air conditioning. It makes sense. If you're going to, you know, build a business in the late 60s, why not do air conditioning? Heating pretty closely thereafter, of course, very tightly connected. Plumbing, electrical, all of that geographically expanding from Panama City to Pensacola, then to Tallahassee, then west again to Baldwin County and Mobile in the last couple of years. Good products, good people, good service, installations, 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's their brand all along the Gulf Coast. And right now you can get two years of SmartCare for free with any new air conditioning system purchased from Peden. That's scheduled maintenance, priority service. So, you know, there's a lot of people clamoring for service. You go to the front of the line and 15% off all repairs, all included. Call or book online at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. Com. Back to the Blue Angels yesterday. Had a chance to talk to number six, the opposing solo. That's Major Scott Locks. Goldie is his call sign. Locks, okay. And in case you don't, there's a little bit of conversation in here. The narrator is number seven, and that's who does all the media flights. That's what Jeff Koos did when he flew me in the fall of 15. And seven becomes number six, the opposing solo. And then number six becomes number five, the lead solo, and then they graduate off the team. So that track is a three-year track, whereas the Diamond Pilots are typically on a two-year track. And I kind of talk about that a little bit with Goldie here.
All right, here with Major Locks, Goldie, call sign six, opposing solo, first year as a pilot. What do you think of the first year?
It's been fantastic. This this show in particular is such a special mark in the season. It's about the halfway point of the season. So we feel like we're really hitting our stride, and we're really excited to bring a great show to the hometown folks here.
Do you miss narrating?
I had a really, really good time narrating, and especially, again, for this show, being at the beach, getting to see everybody in person, see the excitement, you know, at the ground level. That was really special, but it's pretty great to be flying the demo this year.
Are you responsible to like teach the next narrator how to do that job?
Everybody has a role in teaching the follow-on person how to do their job. So he initially learned from how I did it, and then he's been finding his own style and taking it and making it his own.
A lot of Marines on the team this year, in the pilots. What do you think about that?
I think it's fantastic. I know I'm personally benefiting from it, and we enjoy it. You know, it changes the culture ever so slightly, but we've got a lot of since 1946 traditions as well that we keep going.
Do you feel closer to the Fat Albert pilots or closer to the Diamond? Or the Delta?
Because he's a Marine. That's why I'm asking this question.
We don't compartmentalize, and that's one of my favorite things about this team is I could go up to anybody on the team, officer, enlisted, Navy, Marine, at any point, and it just feels like family across the board.
So talk about that first year as a pilot, being a solo, running all the exciting crossing maneuvers. How's it felt?
It's been fantastic. Our number five pilot, Buddy, he is a great person to learn from. And we just enjoy bringing a little extra excitement. You know, the Diamond is very good about showcasing how close those aircraft can fly and that level of discipline. And then Buddy and I get to come in and rip the wings off, so it's fun.
Do you have family?
I do have family, yes.
And they're here?
My wife and kids are going to be checking out the show this weekend as well. Okay. You know, we're part of the community here, so we enjoy it. A lot of local friends as well, and it's exciting again to be here at home.
Okay, best recruiting video ever yesterday. We got, number three flew a bit of a fun moment, officially maybe not exactly what was supposed to happen, but talk to us about, you know, perspective on that, team's perspective on that. Big Navy, Pete Hegseth said, hey, keep making the flybys, right?
Absolutely. I'm glad people enjoyed it. And our big thing is flying a safe professional flight demonstration. So people have asked if there's any kind of investigation. We investigate every flight. We take a look at every single flight. We see what we did right. We see what we did wrong. And, our goal is that even if the public thinks that we had a perfect flight, we're still going to spend over an hour looking at the tape and perfecting every single thing. And we're going to treat that flight yesterday. We have treated that flight yesterday exactly the same way. We'll figure out what went wrong, if anything, how we can improve it, and how we can still provide a safe and professional and very enjoyable flight demonstration.
I kind of wanted to comment on that little bit about, you know, just being in Pensacola. Like, you know, what is it like to perform for your hometown crowd here?
It's hard to beat. This is definitely one of the most special show sites of the year. Obviously, Naval Air Station Pensacola as well, but being out at the beach, much greater capacity over there for people to come and watch. It's so special. This community is so great to this team. It's very humbling to come down here and see that. That's one of the places that we try and do the beach buzz every weekend coming home from a show. It's just so special, and it's a true privilege to be able to perform here.
Yeah, it's the 80th year.
Yes.
What does it feel like being a part of, you know, this legacy?
Oh, this is absolutely a banner year. 250 years for the country, 80 years of the Blue Angels, and this is actually the 40th year that we've been flying the F-18 as well. So we're celebrating a whole lot of things, and again, one of the highlight shows of the year during one of the most important years for our nation as well. It's pretty special.
That's awesome. I did want to ask one really quick question. It's kind of funny, you know, there's a lot of people like making sounds with the Blue Angels. We're wondering if you could make what a Blue Angel sounds like.
I could make that sound. I'm going to politely decline, though.
Okay.
I just want to say they've asked all the questions that I had in mind, but what I would like to say is yesterday's low pass, it's been somewhat controversial, but from the hometown locals, from the Pensacola, from the real Blue Angel lovers and supporters, we thought it was amazing. We're glad that we were there to witness it, and by our standards, nothing was wrong. And you gave thousands of people an unforgettable experience.
Well, we appreciate the trust and support, and again, it's our privilege to be able to perform in that way and enjoy that level of trust. So we're gonna keep bringing the heat, and we will continue doing it safely as well.
In the fleet, did you fly Rhinos or 35s? What'd you fly?
In the Marine Corps, we never had the Super Hornet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I flew the Legacy Hornet for a while, and then I flew the F-35 after that.
How does it compare?
Oh, man. They're all great airplanes. This is a fantastic airplane for an air show environment. I'll say that. We have the right aircraft for what we're trying to do.
Thanks so much.
Yes, sir.
If you didn't catch it, he was explaining that in the Marine Corps, they never upgraded to the Super Hornet. They were Legacy Hornets and then went straight to the F-35, which I had forgotten that's true, but good point. Of course, he knows. So now this is the third platform that he's flown, basically, in jets, you know, in the Marines. So very interesting, fantastic, excellent people, of course, having a chance to hang out with them a little bit yesterday. You heard Madrina Ciano there on the background. Oh, my God. She posted some of these interviews on her Instagram, and they have shared, like, thousands of times. And I'm actually in the interview asking kind of some of the questions, but, you know, she's a dear friend and the best. 652 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are very, very good at this. You know, in the height of the market, they were over 200 homes a year, which is average of 4 a week. It declined a little bit when prices went up and interest rates went up and people were reluctant. And so more like 175, 165 for a couple of years, which is still 3 a week. It's still a lot. And then last year, 206 back up over in a market that's still basically challenging. They were back up 30%. And actually over the last 12 months, the average is even higher. 266 over the last 12 months. So went from 3 a week to 4 a week to now 5 a week. It's crazy. So whether you're buying, you're selling, whatever you're doing, or you just have questions. I mean, you just want to talk to somebody who knows the industry. Give her a call. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
This July, America celebrates 250 years of freedom, and at Jim's Firearms, they're proud to celebrate the values that make this country strong. Freedom, responsibility, community. It's Brent Lane for Jim's Firearms. Every customer matters, whether you're purchasing your first firearm or adding to a lifetime collection. Their experienced team is there to answer your questions, earn your trust, and help you make the right choice. Jim's Firearms, backed by more than 35 years of family tradition at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway, or at jimsfirearms.net.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
What are you doing? You're slowing down! You're slowing down!
I'm bringing him in closer, Merlin.
You're gonna do what?
Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes
sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house, baby.
Good morning, 7:56 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Blue Angels traffic brought to you by Leanne Morgan, coming to the Pensacola Bay Center September 4th and 5th. The Casino Beach parking lot is full. That means people are looking for parking elsewhere. Via de Luna just in front of Casino Beach. Running heavy both directions, northbound and southbound. Fort Pickens Road seeing the same thing. Also, 3 Mile Bridge not showing any delays. Bob Sykes Toll Plaza looks good right now. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen, and good luck to anybody looking for parking out for the air show today. U.S. Central.
You're a little late on the advice. Should have put that one out at 3.
U.S. Central Command says it's completed its latest wave of attacks against Iran. CENTCOM didn't provide any details of its latest strikes, but Iranian news reports claim that U.S. forces struck a railway station and 6 bridges. The CDC is zeroing in on the potential source behind a multi-state outbreak of a nasty intestinal illness. Apparently, they are investigating some lettuce supplied to Taco Bell as the possible source for this. And
how would you specifically identify that an ingredient Taco Bell was using was creating intestinal issues for you, as opposed to just say, you know, Taco Bell creating intestinal issues for you?
Would be tough to distinguish, wouldn't it?
Oh, I love Taco Bell, though, so give him a hard time. Go ahead, David.
The Odyssey looks to have pulled in about $15 million in its Thursday preview showings. That's according to Deadline. That would make it the biggest preview so far this year, beating the Michael Jackson biopic by about $3 million.
Oh, all right. Thanks so much for the update. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3. Hey, you know, we don't do a lot of talking about this, but it is worth knowing. If you're going out to the beach for the first time, it is going to be hot. It is going to be difficult, you know, to dry. I've gotten a report that we don't have porta potties out there this year, at least not today. So I don't know about that. I'm looking into that. So just prepare for a long day and do hydrate a lot and do put on your sunscreen and do stay in the shade as much as you possibly can. And, you know, if you feel like you need help, get help. And, you know, stay out of the water when you're told to get out of the water, all the basic things. But, you know, not everybody knows. And so we just want to make sure that, you know, we don't go without saying it for a couple of those items. Interesting thing coming up. We got Stuff the Bus. Every year we do this to raise school supplies and money for the school districts in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. Thursday, July 23rd. So we are a week out from that. Join News Radio, United Way of West Florida, WAR, our great news partners, Channel 3. Pensacola News Journal, other great news partners, and our local school districts as we collect school supplies for students across both counties. Swing by any participating Walmart, donate supplies, help local kids start the year with confidence. And so we'll be out at the P Ridge Walmart all day next Thursday, the 23rd. When we come back, interesting notes from Chris Nolan, the maker of the Odyssey.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most.